Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome, Amanda Grace. I see people going woohoo, yabba dabba do, and here we go in the chat. This is what I'm watching as the intro is playing. Hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Welcome. We are so glad to have you. And to our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Our moderators, thank you for helping us. Our moderators are great. And so we are looking very forward tonight. There is so much to get into. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. I don't know. There is just a lot we have to cover tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up in prayer. I got some things to show you at the beginning, okay? Some announcements. And then we're going to get right into this. There is a lot to deep dive into tonight. We're bringing the word of God into it as well. And so get ready. Get your word ready and get ready because here we go. So I'm going to open up in prayer and we're going to begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you, Lord, you are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Father, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. And after he was buried, he said, it is finished. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He was buried. He rose again in 3 days. And after appearing to many over a 40-day period, he ascended back into heaven, took his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, Father, day and night. Jesus Christ is our advocate, Lord, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord. Father, that your power would go forth, that your power and your presence would saturate the atmosphere, that people would tangibly, Lord, feel your presence, Father God, as we go forth. Father, we ask that you would loose and send and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Father God, to surround where we are, to protect this property, Lord, to fill this office, to protect this broadcast, Father God, as we go forth, Lord. Father, we ask that you fill us with all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us, Lord. Go before me tonight, Father God. Order my steps, Father, in Jesus' name. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, censorship, harm, or sabotage that would be attempted against this broadcast, Lord, against Ark of Grace Ministries, Lord, against us as we go forth, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ and command it in the name of Jesus Christ. It be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, their communication lines disrupted in every way so they cannot carry out their plans. And it bound up and cast back to the dry places and areas, Lord, you have designated to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, Lord. You are the potter, Hashem. We are the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. We say, Hashiveinu Adonai, come to us, Lord, because we are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father. Let your name be glorified above all. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 Hello to everybody that was jumping on during the prayer. I always like to open up in prayer and give it over to the Lord. The Lord comes first. I find things work better that way. So we have a few things to go through first before we get into the notes tonight and the what we're about to get into, because there's a lot here. So we have a little video for you of Chet today while I was working in my office. And Chet is encouraging you to read the word of God every day, and let's show you how. And here's Chet, hard at work. Right, Chet? You hard at work? Yes, you hard at work for Mama today. While Mom is busy studying. What is you doing? What is you doing? Can Mama have this cup, please? Thank you.
Are you checking the wires for Mama, making sure everything is great for the broadcast?
Are you? Oh, you are. You're checking wires. Chet. Hi. You could... Hi.
Chet was having the time of his life.
Yeah. Say hello to everyone.
We know you're hard at work. There's Sadie's hair right there. Mama got to clean that. And there goes Chet, checking all the wires, making sure everything is great for our upcoming broadcast. Do your inspections carefully, little one. Oh, this is your close-up. Say hi to everyone. Say hi, Chet. You hanging out with Mama in her office? Say, happy flutters. Say, I'll be on a broadcast coming to you soon. Bye for now.
Oh, yes, Chet was having the time of his life. We have another video, too, that we'll probably be releasing of Chet literally eating the words. So we have that video also that we'll probably just put out and release. But as you can see, there were ladybugs on the desk. We have had a ladybug invasion in this home since we have moved in every year. And what's funny about that is Barbara, my godmother, her nickname for me is Ladybug. So it's kind of hysterical, but that's why you saw the ladybug on the desk, because they're everywhere right now. Like they're on the walls. Some of them are on the lights right now. We collect them and then we release them, basically, is what we do. So there was Chet. Now we have some animal pics to show you. Oh, there's Faith and Hope. They're doing amazing. Our team expanded their pen. They absolutely love it. They have a daytime pen now and a nighttime pen. And I have to tell you, they are doing so much better. Our vet has put a lot into trying to get these two little bunnies better. So is our team. And so Faith and Hope are beginning to turn the corner. There's Sadie hanging out. Sadie's 14 years old. She's one of our oldest that we have at Ark of Grace Sanctuary. And she's doing amazing. She's still very active. Many of you see her tail as she jumps on my desk bearing broadcast and passes by. That she is so cute. This little cat is at our other property. She is fighting cancer. So please pray. Dr. Artis actually gave us a regimen for her to try. And so she is at our other property. She's doing amazing. She's doing very well. The cancer has not spread. So please continue to pray for a miraculous recovery for this precious little cat that we actually took from another rescue because we were able to basically afford her care going forward. There is Missy and Toby's playpen. So this is Toby's playpen that when me and Chris have to go out at night, Toby goes in his playpen. Missy has now taken over his playpen and launched a mutiny of sorts. And so now we see her in there during the day and at night when Chris and I are hanging out. There's Mr. Pete hanging out with his beautiful tail. Mr. Pete is gorgeous. So the peacocks roam the property now. Our team trained them to stay on the property. They come in at night, so it's wonderful they have their freedom. There's Wally. You guys have been asking about Wally. He's doing amazing. This April will be 3 years since we've had Wally. We took him in at Ark of Grace, and Wally is doing amazing. Here is Mordecai, one of our newest. Mordecai is a Quaker parrot, hanging out with him today. He was out and about today. There he is. Yep. He loves eyebrows and eyelashes and hair. So this parrot loves to do that. He's a ground dweller too. I call them ground dwellers, the ones that want to be on the floor. He has discovered the floor and he runs all over the floor. There's Noah taking his bath, hanging out. Noah loves his bath. He loves his tub that our team has made for him. He goes in it quite often to bathe and hang out. And there's Chester and Bixby, two peas in a pod in their adorable little cat house. I saw this online and I bought it for them. And so these two, Chester and Bixby and Chester and Boots, are best friends. And there you go. There's the update on our animals. And if you want to meet some of our animals, you can come to our Ark of Grace Sanctuary Gala that is coming up May 3rd at the Links at Unionvale in LaGrangeville, New York. You can call the number on the screen here to purchase tickets. You could also write us at our email, hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com, or use Venmo as well. Information on this event is on arcofgrace.org/events. Okay, and I have to thank some people quickly, and then we're going to get into the teaching for tonight. So I wanted to thank Fred and Janet for sending me these adorable pictures. So they're probably going to go up in my office. So Fred and Janet, thank you so, so much for thinking of us. We so appreciate it when people think of us and they send us wonderful gifts. Heather Thompson sent us her book, Stillwater. We very much appreciate that. And Jerry Lean sent us Bixby and the Bad Idea. We have a cat named Bixby, but in this book, I think Bixby is a dog. So thank you so much for this. I'm going to look through it. I love the name Bixby. And then we have, let's see here, Mary Studier. She made this for us. So here's the American Eagle, the flag, the Jewish star. Thank you so much, Mary. We so much appreciate what you have thoughtfully made for us. We absolutely love it. Okay, Susie. Susie sent us these olive wood made crosses. She sent three of them. Susie, I absolutely love them. Thank you so much for thinking of us. We are very appreciative of that. And then we have Rebecca. Rebecca made this for us with a whole story because she loved the fact I kept my tree up till March, my pine tree, right? My lit up tree that I had that you all sent ornaments for. She got an idea and created. So you see, there's Noble and Moses and there's a kitty cat there. And basically they got into the silver paint and had themselves a party. And she wrote a little story to go along with it. So Rebecca, thank you so, so much for that and for thinking of us. You know, we take the time to do this because you take the time to send it. And we very much appreciate that. So thank you, everyone. And now, here we go. I feel like we're about to run a marathon here, guys. So just hang on, buckle up, and get ready. Okay, so we have to get into some things that are going on right now because, well, it has to do with prophecy. And if it has to do with prophecy, well, we're going to talk about it. And so we're going to talk about the Daily Wire first. As you know, there has been a big brouhaha or a big event that has happened at the Daily Wire. Candace Owens parted ways with the Daily Wire, which I'll get into in a moment. But I'm going to read to you a prophetic word that I gave on 11/18/23, so November 18th, 2023, from the Lord. And this is what the word says. And says the Lord of hosts, Jews and Gentiles, stop your quarreling on the conservative spectrum, for it is being used as a distraction in this hour. The enemy is using such to try and divide my capital firstborn and my adopted children, all capitals here. Stop it, says the Lord, stop it. For I love you, however, the Daily Wire must come into order or that wire shall fray. And snap, in the middle, says the Lord of hosts, stop your quarreling and come unto me, the Lord your God, with all prayer and petition. Hold your peace in an hour of shaking, says the Lord. Walk circumspectly with your words, for your words have power and your platform's influence. And in this hour, I need those to be focused and be a light and a voice to reach through the confusion in this hour, not add to it with squabbles and cutting words. I shall not tolerate rogue daggers in this hour of rhetoric, says the Lord. I shall not, for the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. However, I, the Lord your God, give life and life more abundant. I, the Lord, vindicate, and I, the Lord, order your steps. Do not make your own steps out of emotion in this hour, for it will hurt your cause and weaken your voice. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It is your choice, says the Lord. Choose wisely this day. So this was the Lord talking to hosts of the Daily Wire and the Daily Wire and leadership of the Daily Wire. And this was November 18th, 2023. Well, we'll show you the articles. Okay, Candace Owens departs Ben Shapiro's website after anti-Semitic commentary. Now, that is up for debate. I'm going to tell you that the newspapers are spinning this and twisting this and manipulating this to a degree. So we have to keep that in mind. You know, they're putting salacious headlines, which they shouldn't be. This one just says Candace Owens is out at the Daily Wire, CEO says. So there's another article right there. Now, this parting of Candace Owens and the Daily Wire comes on the heels of Purim. This actually happens right before Purim. Remember, we have entered this 39-day window between Purim and Passover. Purim is very important to the Jewish people. There are mitzvahs, there are commands on Purim that they must do. They must give to the poor, give gifts, right? They have to read the Megillah of Esther. And I'm told it's even a mitzvah, a command to drink on Purim. So I'm told. Now, I don't want to belabor this, but I've been praying about this since it happened. I paused on speaking till now, but this ties to prophecy, and there are some things that need to be said. So I'm going to say them. Now I'm going to say this. Whoever says that they are team God, they are on God's side. I'm going to say this. And yes, we must be about the Lord's business and we must do his will above all. But the same God who commanded Noah to build an ark and enter with his family and seven pairs of every clean animal and two pairs of every unclean animal, the same God destroyed all of humanity and creation with the flood in Genesis. Noah enters the ark in Genesis 7, and the rain starts and humanity begins to be wiped out as well as creation. In Esther 7, Haman is exposed and destroyed. And in Daniel and Revelation, the Antichrist for 7 years rules and the seventh year is destroyed. Now, the same God commanded Saul and the army of Israel to utterly destroy Amalek. No matter their age, destroy them all and their livestock. To destroy the Canaanites that had taken over the land God specifically gave to Abraham through covenant. The Lord Almighty God, the King of Kings, Hashem himself, ordered those people to be destroyed. We have to keep this in mind that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm going to pose a question to you. Let me pose a question to you here. Let me pose a question to parents out there. If your child's life was in danger, would you do whatever you needed to do to protect them? Looking from the Lord's perspective, and I would say within the past 4 years or so, the Lord really began to deal with me about this and show me this from his perspective. If you had to watch wicked people who worship demons and false God constantly sacrifice children to them, shed innocent blood, blaspheme the name of God, and then on top of it, to desire to destroy your children and to take the land and inheritance you gave them, what would you do? What would you do if you knew, as the Lord, cutting off the leaders and killing them would not be enough because the young would be raised up as leaders to sacrifice innocent children and desire with a ruthless hatred to kill your children? What would you do? Because we have God, Hashem, the King of Kings, and then we have God, Hashem, the Father. So we have God, the King, and we have God, the Father. Now, we are grafted into that covenant that the Lord made with Abraham. We as Christians through Christ Jesus Yeshua are grafted in. We are adopted in. We do not replace the covenant God first made with the Jews, with Abraham. We are grafted into it. We are dealing with the aspect of God that is the Father here. Now, why am I going through this? Because there were comments made, and I'm going to get into it in a moment, about how it is sad when Palestinian children die. And I'm going to get into that in a moment. Okay. Now, I will say the Lord wishes that none would perish. He wishes none would perish. And when a child dies, whether through abortion in this nation, whether in war, whether Jew or Gentile, Jew or Palestinian, Russian or Ukrainian, the Lord grieves. He grieves. In fact, he grieves so much at the wickedness on earth in Genesis that the Lord was sorry he ever made man and had to destroy what he created because of the levels of wickedness. Children are innocent. However, there are children in parts of the world from the day they are born that have a spirit of hatred and ruthlessness put into them by their very deceived and reckless parents. That happens here in the United States. That happens in the Middle East. It happens. And those children grow up to want to do what the enemy does, which is steal, kill, and destroy. So pray for these children to be delivered from their own people and ideology and come to know Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior, and understand the covenant God has made with his people. Also in my faith, you know, I am a Christian believer that teaches from a Jewish perspective, from the Jewish roots of the Bible, the feast, the calendar. Okay, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ is Lord, and he died for our sins at Calvary, sent by Hashem, Almighty God. Yeshua taught us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us, because that opens the door for the Lord to deal with our enemies. However, an evil that comes from the pits of hell, there must be a standard raised to stop its destruction. War is destructive. When Pearl Harbor was bombed, the United States entered a war that ended with the atomic bomb being dropped on Japan, and men, women, and children being killed in order to stop a war that Japan was intent on continuing at that point. Now they're an ally of ours. War, any way you look at it, is horrible. It's bloody. It has deep levels of trauma. That blood seeps into the land. Then the land has to be cleansed. With evil, you must cut it off at the head, pull up its roots, and scatter it so it cannot come back together. This is why Jesus Christ himself, when in the wilderness, used the word. He used this, the sword of the Spirit, against Satan himself, because it is a weapon. Jesus, at his weakest point in that 40-day period when Satan came, when he was in the wilderness, he said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, I'm going to read some things there, and then I'm going to address leaders and rabbis here. Okay, because this all ties into the what happened at the Daily Wire. This is why I'm going through this. Has to do with prophecy. There's some things the Lord wants me to say. Jesus, Yeshua, told the Pharisees they were doing the work of their father, the devil, and that they were whitewashed tombs. Matthew 23:27-33. Woe to you, self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. So you also outwardly seem to be just and upright to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build tombs for the prophets and decorate and adorn the monuments of the righteous. And you say, if we had been living in the days of our fathers, we would not have joined them in shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of the guilt of your father's sins. You serpents, you spawn of vipers, how can you escape the penalty of hell? John 8:4-11. Teacher, this woman has been caught. Now, this is interesting because this reminds me of all that was hurled in the direction of a certain woman that was connected to the Daily Wire. John 8:4-11. Teacher, this woman has been caught in the very act of adultery. Now, in this case, it wasn't adultery, but they're saying they've caught her in something. They're saying, oh, we caught her. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. So what do you say? They say this to test him, hoping that they would have grounds for accusing him. But Jesus stooped down and began writing on the ground with his finger. However, when they persisted in questioning him, he straightened up and said, he who is without any sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. Then he stooped down again and started writing on the ground. They listened and they began to go out one by one, starting with the oldest ones who should have known better, until he was left alone with the woman standing before him in the center of the court. Straighten up, Jesus said to her. Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? He said to her, basically, where are your accusers now? She answered, no one, Lord. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go from now on and sin no more. John 8, 43 through 47. Why do you misunderstand what I am saying? It is because you are unable to hear the truth of my word. You are of your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice the desire of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks what is natural to him, for he is a liar and the father of lies and half-truths. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God and belongs to him hears the truth of God's words. For this reason, you do not hear them because you are not of God and you are not in fellowship with him. Now, I want to say a few things about leaders. Leaders, rabbis, those in the faith. I have seen some despicable behavior lately that mocks God, that religious leaders have committed. I have seen those who say they are rabbis, who are supposed to instruct people in the ways of the Torah, in the ways of Hashem, do what is detestable to God publicly, threaten to completely destroy people, mock on Purim, mock on Purim. And I have seen them have very loose lips and be very unwise with their words and just put out nothing but accusation after accusation after accusation and threat after threat after threat. Do you think Hashem is happy with this? Do you think Almighty God is happy with this? It is Satan who is the accuser of the brethren. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And when we are leaders, we must walk circumspectly before the Lord with our words. We cannot parade as leaders when our only desire is to be famous and salacious. God holds leaders, pastors, rabbis to a higher standard. And when they promote what is detestable to God, when they promote accusation after accusation after accusation, without stopping and asking for a moment what Hashem thinks about what is going on, because he is the righteous judge, he is the one on the throne. He is the one that said, because Yeshua HaMashiach came, and he was God in the flesh. Let he who has no sin cast the first stone. War is horrible. And yes, Hamas intentionally attacked Israel. And one of the main reasons they did is because they found out there were red heifers that were going from Texas to Israel, and they were petrified there was going to be a sacrifice made on the Temple Mount. This is one of the main reasons they attacked and did horrific acts against humanity, men, women, and children. Israel did not go into certain areas looking to harm children and rape women. I'm talking about before October 7th. I'm saying they were not looking for that. Hamas did something so wicked and evil from the pits of hell. Because in Hebrew, Hamas means violence. They did something so wicked that there has to be a response to that. Because if you give into it and negotiate with wickedness, with demons, with rulers of the darkness in high places, when you try to negotiate and compromise with them, it leads to a loss of vision. When you try to do that, negotiate with a bully, the bully is going to come back with vengeance. The bully is going to come back and see that their tactics work. Nothing about war is great. Everything about war is traumatic. And every time a child dies, whether through abortion, whether Jew or Palestinian, Gentile, Greek, Jew, Ukrainian, Russian, Middle Eastern, European, the Lord grieves. The Lord grieves. And children go to be with the Lord. Once they come to the age of consent and they reject God, it's a different story. But children go to be with the Lord. But when the Lord says, Jew and Gentile, stop your fighting, he means it. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read again what the Lord said, because this is crucial in this hour. Because the enemy is using voices who claim to be leaders to cause division. Wisdom comes from God. And God really needs to get a hold of the mouth of leaders in this hour. Because when God speaks with that wisdom that can only come from him, it provokes people to think instead of attack. It convicts. We should be convicting hearts to change in this hour. Not constantly throwing stones one after the other of accusation because it gets you headlines. That's not what God, Hashem, set up leaders of the faith to do. We are there to lead. We are there to speak the wisdom of God, the words of God. We are here to teach the Holy Bible, the Torah. We are here to set a standard and be examples in an hour of imposters. And when you salaciously, as a leader of faith, publicly do things that desecrate the name of God, you and your platform will fall in this hour. You will fall with your platform, because the Lord weighs those matters in his courts. I'm going to say one more time what he said, and then I'm going to go on. November 18th, 2023. And says the Lord of hosts, Jew and Gentiles, stop your quarreling on the conservative spectrum, for it is being used as a distraction in this hour. The enemy is using such to try and divide my firstborn and my adopted children. All capitals, stop it, says the Lord, stop it, for I love you. However, the daily wire must come into order, or that wire shall fray and snap in the middle, says the Lord of hosts. Stop your quarreling and come unto me, the Lord your God, with all prayer and petition. Hold your peace in an hour of shaking, says the Lord. Walk circumspectly with your words, for your words have power and your platform's influence. And in this hour, I need those to be focused and be a light and a voice to reach through the confusion in this hour, not add to it with squabbles and cutting words. I shall not tolerate rogue daggers in this hour of rhetoric, says the Lord. I shall not, for the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. However, I, the Lord your God, give life and life more abundant. I, the Lord, vindicate, and I, the Lord, order your steps. Do not make your own steps out of emotion in this hour, for it will hurt your cause and weaken your voice. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It is your choice, says the Lord. Choose wisely this day. That was the warning. The warning's gone out. The Lord has given time, and the consequences now are going to come. Because I'm scrolling back down right now to say this. So all around what happened there, because I don't want to continue to belabor this, but with those who have exited there, right, at the Daily Wire, with those who were fired from Fox, with those who are heads of the Daily Wire, knowledge is wonderful. Having a lot of knowledge can be an asset. However, there is a difference between knowledge and the wisdom that only comes from the Lord, that comes from Hashem. And I believe that wisdom is what they need to pursue, and that counsel of the Holy Spirit, Ruach Elohim, Ruach HaKodesh, that reveals to them what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. That must be sharpened in this season. These conservative voices are missing the deep-rooted wisdom that comes from God, the deep-rooted counsel in their lives of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that reveals what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. And I believe that has been a missing piece that has caused a lot of rogue daggers and rhetoric to go forth. And I think that piece is crucially needed in the lives of conservative voices. It's wonderful to believe in God, to say Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. But then there's the deepness and the depth that comes from the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Ruach Elohim to the Jews, Ruach HaKodesh to us, the Holy Spirit, the counselor. That needs to grow deep roots in the lives of these conservative voices. It needs to, because the Lord then shows you with your words how to not only be circumspect, but intentional and convict with your words and cause to change with your words rather than cause more anger and fighting and noise and confusion. And I think the Lord is going to deal with these people in this hour with some growing pains that ultimately is going to seriously sharpen the gifts God has already given them. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And Baruch Hashem, praise be to God, praise be to Almighty God. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is in the Old Testament. He is in the New Testament. He is the Passover Lamb. And I love the Jewish people. I do. However, just like in any other faith or race, there are people sometimes in high places of those faiths and race, whether it's Christian, whether it's Jew, whether it's atheist, whether it's New Ager. They are in high places in the corporate world, in government, in Hollywood, and they abuse what they've been given. And they abuse it to hurt and control others. And across the board, I don't care what you are. I don't care if you're from the planet Melmac. It's not right. It's not right. And it has to stop. The Lord's going to make it stop, because some of these leaders are going to buckle with their platforms in this hour, because the way they have, in a way, defecated, disgraced, and mocked the name of God. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, February 21st, 2024, we're going to get into some other things here. I shall cut them back. I shall split them down to the hallows, says the Lord, and I will begin to deal with the governments of nations. It shall take its toll, for this is the season of pruning. And I shall prune this back in this season, says the Lord, and I shall take those vines, and I shall untangle them, says the Lord, and I shall destroy them, says the Lord. I shall send them into the fire, says the Lord thy God, this day, for these branches, these diseased branches, must be severed, says the Lord. For the disease has spread from the carriers that have gone through your nation to corrupt it at its roots. And I am flushing out those roots, says the Lord. I am flushing out the toxic soil that they have allowed their filth and their words and their deeds to seep into. For this nation must be humbled. It must be humbled and brought low, says the Lord. It must be raised up and restored, and those in leadership, says the Lord, who truly want to lead for me, who truly want to bear the yoke of the presidency of the United States of America, of the prime ministership in Israel. You will humble yourselves before me. You will put on my altar, says the Lord, your wealth and your companies and your desires. You shall lay it at my altar, and you shall allow the Lord to decide what becomes of it. For if you lay it at my altar or in my altar and you humble yourself low in this hour, you do not boast, you do not act prideful, you do not cherry pick, you do not make fun, you do not antagonize. But if you humble yourselves low and put on the yoke, I, the Lord, who am bound by my word, shall restore it greater than you had it before. For those that have attempted to take the wealth of others and steal it, those that have attempted to destroy it, for them to build a mountain for themselves to stand upon and look out upon the nation. I, the Lord, bring the mountains low, and I shall shake that mountain, says the Lord, and I shall bring it low, and I shall shake New York, says the Lord. I shall shake it. I shall shake it in every branch, says the Lord, and I shall shake the leaves and the decay and the bad fruit, the rotten fruit filled with maggots, the wormwood that has gone through the state. I shall shake it, says the Lord, and I shall bring it down low, says the Lord. So this is February 21st, 2024. You're going to see this ties into things as we go forth. That's why I wanted to say this now, because as we go forth, you're going to see this ties into things. Oh, look who's come in. Look who's making a cameo, everyone, before we continue. It's my husband, Chris. You say hi. You want to thank everyone for praying for your mom?
Cool. Yes. Thank you, all the people, for praying for my mother. She's got problems with dementia.
Yeah, we up. Mm-hmm. She's fighting dementia.
Yes, but repairs are helping her with comfort.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
That was very nice.
Oh, okay. We love you, people.
Oh, that's very nice, Chris.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And we're going to continue. We're going to go all the way back to 2018. See, there's Chris's cameo. He makes cameos, everyone, when he wants to. So if Cyrus wants to stay here, he can stay here. You can leave the door open, Chris. Okay. So October 10th, 2018. We're going back to 2018 now. So we're going back 6 years almost. 5.5 years, okay? And this is what it says. A final blow of sorts is going to hit Hollywood in the coming months and is going to severely damage its infrastructure. The protective wall, as Jericho was, is falling down. Now, this is where it gets a little crazy. I see a bridge. And the wicked members of Hollywood have been herded and chased like cattle onto this bridge. And bright red and white mechanical arms come down like on a train track, trapping them on the bridge. A hand comes from the heavens and begins to cut the wires or cords on the bridge one by one. And with every wire cut, the bridge shakes and Hollywood screams and panics a bit more. Now, let's put up this headline. You'll see how this has to do with prophecy as we go forward. Okay, it says, Sean Diddy Combs, alleged drug mule, arrested as feds intercept rap mogul's private jet in Miami. Rapper Diddy's alleged drug mule was arrested at a Miami airport after federal agents raided the singer's Florida and California homes. Federal agents raided P. Diddy's California homes. When did these federal agents raid? In the window between Purim and Passover. And I know some of you don't like it when I yell, but I'm Italian and I have to project some things. So just a public service announcement, everybody. But the window between Purim and Passover, this raid happens. This gentleman who is the alleged mule was booked on one count of possession of suspected cocaine and suspected marijuana candy, according to TMZ. Combs, who has been accused of being involved in sex trafficking and drugs, denies all allegation. His homes in Florida and Miami were raided Monday, and his sons, Justin and King, were handcuffed by federal agents. They were not arrested. Diddy's whereabouts have come into question after his private jet was last located on the island of Antigua in the Caribbean. Okay, so this has happened in this window between Purim and Passover, two Jewish holidays that have to do with the judgment and fall of high officials and deliverance of the captives and those that these high officials set for destruction. This 2018 prophecy that I just read combines a bridge breaking with Hollywood falling. And while this is happening with this mogul P. Diddy, while this is all beginning to unravel on him, the Francis Scott Key Bridge was taken out by a barge headed for Sri Lanka. Now, we're going to get into that a little more in a minute, but I want to read this excerpt from February 21st, 2024. And says the Lord of hosts, the scales, says the Lord, that is in my courts, that weigh the matters of men on this earth, the matters and the words and the deeds of men and the blood of men and the words of men and the greed and lust of the flesh of men have been put on my scales, says the Lord. They have been weighed, says the Lord, and I laugh at the wicked, says the Lord. I hold them in derision, says the Lord. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? That's Psalm 2. I, the Lord thy God, shall hold them in derision, says the Lord. All capitals. Mene, mene, tekel upharsin. You have been weighed, says the Lord, and found wanting. You have been weighed and found wanting, and now your kingdom, says the Lord, shall be divided. Your kingdoms that you have built upon sand, upon lies, upon deception, upon blasphemy, says the Lord. Those kingdoms that you have built upon such in this hour, the orders have been given, says the Lord. I have written it on a scroll, says the Lord. I have handed it, says the Lord, to the captain of the army of the Lord of hosts, and that scrolling judgment shall be taken into the earth, and in this hour those kingdoms of men that men's hands have built for themselves, to make a name for themselves, to make a mighty name before the Lord for themselves, to make a mighty name before the great I am, for there is no other. Those kingdoms in this hour, says the Lord, shall begin to be torn down. This is February 21st, 2024. The Lord says, in this hour. Many times when the Lord says, in this hour, it is an imminent event. This is what we see happening with P. Diddy and his empire right now. What he has built on sand and deception and blasphemy and lies, the Lord is tearing down, and we are seeing this occur in the window between Purim and Passover. Now, we're going to get to the bridge collapse because this ties into it. Okay. We're going to put up this NBC News article here for all of you. Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. Live updates. They recover the ship's voyage recorder and TSB. 6 presumed dead. So here I'm going to give you the bullet points because this is horrific what happened. It is horrific. The 6 missing people, all presumed dead, are construction workers who were on the bridge filling potholes. 2 people were recovered alive from the water, with 1 treated at a local trauma center. The ship lost power and a distress call prompted authorities to close the bridge to traffic. Video of the ship, emergency radio transmissions, and analysis by maritime veterans paint a picture of a disastrous scenario, one that could have been much worse. There's the horrific image of this barge taking out this bridge. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy told NBC News today that the agency has recovered the Dolly cargo ship's voyage data recorder. He said there were 22 members aboard the ship from India who were setting sail early Tuesday morning and were headed toward Sri Lanka. A few other facts. Ahead of the collision, the ship's crew notified officials with a Mayday call that allowed authorities to stop traffic before impact and likely save lives, Maryland Governor Westmore said. The 6 workers they reported to have died that they are working on recovering, they reported, are all Latino men, is what is being reported. Just keep that in mind. Okay. Now, on February 22nd, in Guangzhou, a port in South China, a much smaller vessel carrying stacks of containers hit the base of a 2-lane bridge, causing vehicles to fall. So within about a month's time, you've got a bridge that was hit by a ship in China, and you've got a bridge that was hit by a ship in Maryland. Okay. Now, what's interesting is there appears to be another Francis Scott Key Bridge that goes from Washington, D.C. to Arlington, Virginia, and passes over the Potomac River. So there's two, I believe, Francis Scott Key bridges. The one in Baltimore, Maryland, is the one that was struck here. Now, we have to talk about some things with this because there are some really fascinating pieces here that all tie together that I don't think is an accident. So this ship was headed for Sri Lanka. It had a Sri Lankan flag on it. Let me show you the image of what the Sri Lankan flag is. There's the Sri Lankan flag. It is a lion with a sword. Okay, so keep this in mind. Sri Lankan flag is on this ship. It's a lion with a sword. Now, the 22 crew members were from India. I'm going to show you the flag of India next, and we're going to get into these two pieces here. Okay, here's the flag of India. Okay, now, with the flag of India, that symbol in the middle is called the Ashoka Chakra. It's an Indian symbol, which is a depiction of the Dharmachakra. It is called so because it appears on a number of edicts of Ashoka, most prominent among which is the lion capital. There's a lion again of Ashoka. Now, the Dharmachakra, or the wheel of Dharma, is a widespread symbol used in Buddhism. So that's the wheel of Dharma. But you know what this wheel really looks like? When they portray it, let me show you. This is the wheel of Dharma that is depicted in the middle of the Indian flag, which looks exactly like the wheel that steers a ship. This looks exactly like one of those old wheels that would navigate and steer a ship. Okay. The ship is named Dali, D-A-L-I, that lost power, and it lost its ability to steer the ship, apparently. Now, Synergy Marine Group, which owns and manages the ship, called the Dali, confirmed the vessel hit a pillar of the bridge at about 1:30 a.m. 1 + 3 = 4. We are in 2024. The month of the eclipse is April, which is the fourth month. And in this election year for president, it's a four-year term. Dali is a short but meaningful name with different possible etymologies. The name is a diminutive of Dahlia, the Spanish and Arabic form of Dahlia with an H, okay? So you have Dahlia with an L, and then you have Dahlia with the H added. The name, which either is the name of a flower for Dahlia, but Dali is also considered a variation of the English name Dali with a Y, a diminutive of Dorothy. Dali means sorrows, extracted from the Spanish title of the Virgin Mary, Nuestra Señora de los Dolores, meaning Our Lady of Sorrows. In Georgian mythology, Dali is the name of the, I say false, false goddess of hunting. She is believed to have provided success to the hunter who obeyed and followed her taboos. So you have Dali, Lady of Sorrows, hunting. Who does that connect to? Lady of Sorrows and hunting. Isn't it the women right now that are attempting to lead the hunting down of political prey in this nation? Isn't it prominent women that are very much involved in this right now? That spirit? Well, what is that spirit? Well, Ishtar was worshipped primarily as the false goddess of both love and war, and she was associated with aspects of these areas such as fertility and political power. However, her sphere of influence also extended well beyond her primary roles. She was worshipped as the false goddess of thunderstorms, as well as the goddess of food preservation and storehouses such as granaries. She was also revered as an arbitrator of justice in Mesopotamian society. The main symbols associated with Ishtar were the lion and the 8-pointed or 16-pointed star. Ishtar connects to the lion. Ishtar also connects to Nineveh, where the main hub of her temple was, which connects to Jonah, which connects to the eclipse, which connects to the statue above the New York City courthouse, which connects to the larger statue moved to Houston, Texas. Ishtar's symbol being the lion, what is on the flag of Sri Lanka that was on that ship? Maybe we should post it again. It's the lion with a sword. And not only that, we have a picture of the lion panel that decorates the Ishtar Gate of Babylon. So here you have her symbol is the lion. You have a Sri Lankan flag with a lion on this ship. And now you have the Francis Scott Key aspect to what's happened here. Because this was the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Francis Scott Key was an American lawyer and author and amateur poet from Frederick, Maryland, best known as the author of the text of the American national anthem, The Star-Spangled Banner. Key observed the British bombardment of Fort McHenry in 1814 during the War of 1812. He was inspired upon seeing the American flag still flying over the fort at dawn and wrote the poem, Defense of Fort McHenry. Key was a lawyer in Maryland and Washington, D.C. for four decades. There's 40 again. Four decades, 40. And worked on important cases, including the Burr conspiracy trial. And he argued numerous times before the Supreme Court. He was nominated for district attorney for the District of Columbia by President Andrew Jackson, where he served from 1833 to 1841. He was a devout Episcopalian. Okay, so you have the national anthem. The Francis Scott Key Bridge. Bridges connect. The bridge that represents the national anthem that unites us, that is played all over the nation, and crowds of people sing it together, that represents our nation. A bridge connects two areas and brings them together. This ship destroyed that bridge. With a flag of a lion on it. A perfect storm happens within Purim and Passover, that window, and this happens. Now, what this looks like is a physical manifestation that they want to divide us. They want to destroy what brings us together. They want to destroy the anthem of this nation. They want to tear down in any way what would unite us and bring us as a nation into agreement. They want to destroy the bridges that would bring us together and unite us. And they want to destroy the bridge that the Lord is building to get us to the other side of this. This is a horrific physical manifestation of this. They do not want the American people building a bridge to cross over and leave their oppression and leave their oppressors and be set free of the persecution and the captivity that has been going on. Francis Scott Key worked for 40 years in Maryland and Washington, D.C., 40. Now, I'm going to tie this to the window we are in between Purim and Passover. We are in a 39-day window from the day Purim started in 2024, which was March 23rd, 2024, to the end of Passover and the end of the month of April. It's a 39-day window. The full solar eclipse that occurs smack in the middle of this window on April 8th, 2024, is passing over more than eight cities named Nineveh in North America. Nineveh was the hub of Ishtar worship. Ishtar's main temple was in Nineveh. This ties to the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, go to Nineveh, the great city, and declare to it the message which I am going to tell you. So Jonah went to Nineveh in accordance with the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days walk. Then on the first day's walk, Jonah began to go through the city, and he called out and said, 40 days more, and Nineveh will be overthrown. Okay, so keep this in mind, because the timing of this happening, and I remember it leaving my mouth about how explosive this window would be between Purim and Passover, and We're already seeing quite a few sobering things happening within this window. And we have to understand, too, the enemy is infuriated. The enemy is desperate. The enemy's plans are falling apart. The people's faith is increasing. It is not a man that is going to save America. It is Almighty God. And man needs to put their companies and their interests and their stocks and their towers who want to lead this nation at the altar of God, because none of that will save them or get them to the presidency. Humbling themselves under Almighty God, putting on that yoke, allowing the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to have his way and fill them is what's going to get them there. Now, January 8th, 2018, the governor of California will have to step down for what has been done in the dark, will be exposed. Concerning his public and personal affairs, says the Lord, and it will be that last bit of weight that buckles the entire condemned bridge that he helped destabilize along with his band of cohorts scattered across that state. Now, what does it say? It will be the last bit of weight that buckles the entire condemned bridge. So here's another image of a bridge having to do with a fall. And we'll put this up for a minute because this was breaking news today. A fresh recall petition targeting California Governor Gavin Newsom has been greenlit for signature collection, marking a renewed effort to oust him from office, according to a report. So the governor of California condemned bridge. The bridge is hit. And the bridge is hit yesterday. This news comes out today. This word from 2018 was combining the two. Now, June 6, 2018, these are all, you know, 5.5+ years old. Changing of the guard, watch for the changing of the guard in the church and the government with the royal family. Watch the royal family right now. There is a lot that is about to go down with the royal family. The changing of the guard applies to that too. So I want you all to know that it's so important to keep your eyes on the royal family now, because I heard in my spirit a couple of weeks ago or so, London Bridge is falling down. The entire song. And so did my mentor, Barbara. We heard it days apart and we didn't know the other one heard it, basically until we compared notes. So watch the royal family right now for the drama to unfold and for a changing of the guard in the royal family, because that's going to happen sooner than we think, I believe. So keep your eyes on that right now, too. So when keep your eyes on that isn't a word, it's like just keep in mind this is going on for developments. So here we go again. Bridge is falling down. Royal family. What happened right before this bridge was hit? Princess Catherine comes out and announces she's fighting cancer, which is a very sad thing. And it's a sad thing because she's got three young children and she is not in a normal life. And now she has this weight put on her. And I pray they really, really humble themselves under the yoke of Jesus Christ in this. I really do. I pray they humble themselves under this yoke of Jesus Christ and under the power and the transforming power of Jesus Christ, because she announces this and the bridge falls. So all of these pieces from 2018 were all connected somehow to a bridge falling. So a changing of the guard, I think this is greater than the queen. This is far greater than the queen, than the passing of the queen. This from June of 2018. Okay, May 24th, 2021, as we have some more to get through here. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a bridge shall collapse. Pray, my children, pray. And a major road in London, one that has been made headlines before, there shall be an incident as I, the Lord God Adonai, dig into England's secret ties, and a shocking discovery shall shake up and shift that country. Yet again, there is much jockeying for position going on, and I, the Lord, shall jostle them and upset their plans, that who's who, capital, is involved in, for they are looking for something more effective in secret, something a bit more rare. As in the country of the eagle, the leadership shall release another scare upon the people, says the Lord of hosts. Expect a mockingbird to be accelerated as they attempt yet another scare. However, this shall cause sections and cornerstones of news networks to crumble and cave, causing quite a fall, says the Lord this day. So keep this in mind. Here we go. Bridge collapses, network collapsing. Start looking for the network that's going to collapse now, the news network. Because here we go again. There's a bridge collapse from 2021. It's going to happen. And then it's tied to a network collapse. It's also tied to London. So that was May 24th, 2021. April 9th, 2022. This one is fascinating. And says the Lord of hosts, for whom the bell tolls. Watch that area, says the Lord. Now, the novel For Who the Bell Tolls, it was set in Spain in 1937, but the plot was an American teacher, Robert Jordan, who has joined the anti-fascist loyalist army. Jordan has been sent to make a contact with a guerrilla band and blow up a bridge to advance the loyalist offensive. Okay, so that's from April 9, 2022. Now, why is For Whom the Bell Tolls important? Because the Lord says, watch that area. Now, this is the crazy part. Back in 2017, which I didn't even know happened, May of 2017, Metallica, no, I don't listen to Metallica, had a concert at M&T Bank Stadium, and it was called For Whom the Bell Tolls. That concert was in Baltimore, Maryland. The Lord said, for whom the bell tolls, watch that area. Metallica in 2017 does a concert, and it's marked For Whom the Bell Tolls at the M&T Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, there's something else. We have this headline from redstate.com. The bell is set to toll on the transgender movement. So just keep that in mind, too, that this headline came out March 26, 2024. So at the time of the bridge collapse, this headline comes out. The Lord says, for whom the bell tolls, watch that area. That was a concert that was in Baltimore, Maryland in 2017 at M&T Bank Stadium. Watch M&T Bank right now. Watch what happens. I'm just saying, M&T Bank is tied to this. Watch what happens there. Okay. So we have Hollywood. We have the governor of California. We have the royal family, right? All tied over the past 5 years to a bridge being condemned and falling down. Within a week of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, all these items have converged and are now happening in tandem. Now, I think the fact that it's happening the way it is incredible. The bridge collapse is horrific. It is horrific. It is horrible. Pray for the families of these construction workers, because this is a nightmare. And it is, and my heart goes out to them, because it's just, that's a very hard thing for a family to process. And that's a deep trauma. So just pray for them. Okay. Now, February 10th, 2023. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the leadership of Iran. Now, there's a reason I'm putting this prophecy in here. The leadership of Iran is on a crumbling pedestal, and the innocent blood they shed is being accounted to them for their wage. For their bridge is about to fall down. For the people are desperate and crying out. I, the Lord, hear their cries, and I, the Lord, am moving upon my firstborn to covertly assist the people of Iran, as leadership shall be removed under mysterious circumstances, as some deep within the government of Iran are assisting Israel, the Bonhoeffers, who see the sheer evil of such leadership. I, the Lord, am protecting them, and they are assisting Israel, for a big strike and blow, capitals, is coming, and it shall rattle the UN. How such was done, and China shall puff up once again and be hit in the core that deflates and decompresses them yet again. So here again, we have a bridge that's falling down, is being tied to events being triggered against Iran. So this is another thing to keep a watch for in tandem now. some major events to happen against the leadership of Iran. So that's just something to keep in mind, because these are all tied to imagery. The Lord has all tied these to imagery of a bridge falling down. Now, February 26, 2023. I, the Lord, have said, there are more for you than are against you. There is an army positioned in this nation and surrounding this nation. There is the captain of the Lord of hosts, and they are waiting for my word. And when I give that word, this nation shall be delivered. Believe it, speak it forth, know it in your bones. I am putting a fire in your bones this season, says the Lord, to do my work and to do my will and to run the race and to be pushed and plowed into the positions I, the Lord, have called for you. For I have called those with the office and the mantle to stand arm in arm, to lock up arms and to stand and to speak the word of the Lord in this hour to people and to rally them to stand and fight the good fight of faith. For I, the Lord, thy God, will not abandon America, even though the enemy would love for you to believe so in this hour. The darkness shall become a vapor as the weight of the light and the glory begins to descend and rest on areas of the nation. And you shall see this in pockets of the nation, and they shall begin to move towards each other, and they shall begin to come into agreement. And that is when you shall mightily, says the Lord, not only see the tables turn, but see the squabbles going on in the enemy's camp revealed. And they shall reveal the darkest secrets about each other to destroy each other now, because they have found themselves in quicksand. They have stepped onto it. They don't know they're there yet, but they're there. They have found themselves there, and I, the Lord, shall make you a bridge in this season that you shall cross over to the other side. You shall get to where I, the Lord, want this nation to be. This nation shall stabilize at my word. I am not going to allow the enemy to take its last breath, says the Lord, in this nation to take the breath from it. For I, the Lord, am breathing new life back into you and into your nation. And then this season you shall be filled to the brim, pressed down, shaken together, running over. If you submit and surrender to me and walk the walk that I have called you, step by step, says the Lord, receive that this day. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name. Now, this has to do, first of all, with P. Diddy. Okay, with things like this happening, people stepping on quicksand, revealing the darker secrets about each other. We're beginning to see this in many arenas. But the Lord said, I'm building a bridge. So if the Lord said February 26, he's building a bridge for us, wouldn't it be like the enemy to take out a bridge? You see what I'm saying? This is why I put this word in there. Okay. Now, July 1st, 2023. For thus says the Lord, the enemy has driven stakes into the soil of your nation in key areas. The word key is capitalized. What's the bridge's name? Francis Scott Key. It is known as the Key Bridge. I'll say it again. For thus says the Lord, the enemy has driven stakes into the soil of your nation in key capital areas that have the ability to be pivotal, capitalized, in turning your nation. He has driven a deep stake into the soil and hardened the soil around such to prevent it from easily being pulled up. However, capital, says the Lord, there is an army of warring angels. Their assignment is on a scroll, and they shall assist those I have anointed in breaking up the soil, destroying the barrier, and lifting those stakes out of the ground. These stakes are connected to high places that will suffer some of the biggest strikes and collapses in history in this season, for the claim to such has weakened, and it is in preparation to come down. Now, the Lord uses some interesting verbiage here. He capitalizes the word key. The name of the bridge is Francis Scott Key. And he says, what is connected to high places will suffer some of the biggest strikes and collapses in history in this season, for the claim to such has weakened, and it is in preparation to come down. I don't think that's any accident. I don't think that is any accident at all. Now, so just keep all this in mind as we go forth. I want to talk about the appellate courts now. We just have a few things here to talk about with the appellate courts. Hold on a second here. Let me get this back up. Okay. So there's a lot of things that's gone on with the appellate courts recently. I'm going to read the words first, and then we're going to go to what's happened. But let me just get this back up here. I'm sorry. I had to. Okay. I got it. All right. Appella Courts, September 25th, 2023. This is the Yom Kippur word. Thus says the Lord, watch the Supreme Court in this hour and the judges of the appellate courts, a shrewd maneuver and an emergency injunction, says the Lord, for the righteous shall have to take the wheel and turn the courts and these cases in the direction I, the Lord, say they should go. November 18th, 2023. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, oh, the officials accuse, oh, the officials plot. The New York court system and the Washington, D.C. court system will not receive solace and support from the higher branches of justice. They shall find themselves on an island, says the Lord, on an island. Wanton behavior, headhunters and poisonous vipers, says the Lord, an island of their own making. The appellate court shall fight with the lower courts and disagree with many capital of their rulings and methods, for it brings injustice to the whole lot, says the Lord, all capitals. A major ruling is coming in the appellate courts that will wake up and revive more of the nation that is oppressed and in bondage. Watch in this hour, says the Lord. That was November 18th, 2023. February 19th, 2024. And says the Lord of hosts, I, the Lord thy God, this day am issuing a warning. This is all capitals, by the way, this whole paragraph. I, the Lord thy God, this day am issuing a warning to the highest court in the land, the Supreme, and the appellate courts. You are a servant of the people, not of yourselves, of the interests of God-haters and freedom takers that reside in your capital of America. You are a servant meant to uphold the law, not change it, not interpret it, but to uphold the law and ensure corruption is magnified in cases and fallacies and weak evidence does not make the foundation of a case. I am warning you, O judges, choose righteously in this hour. Rule in accordance with the law and my word, for it shall be your seats if you choose to follow the wayward path, the broad path of the perversions of the law that an entire gaggle of fools has put forth, capitals. I warn you, O judges, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Walk in my ways, and I will protect you from the threats being brought forth. However, the one tied to a garland is in danger of losing their seat. Choose this day whom you will serve, for a man cannot serve two masters. I will uphold you before men as you do the honorable and righteous acts before the nation. And to the appellate courts, says the Lord, if you take bribes, O judges, to uphold weak cases, corruptible cases, if you choose to follow the stench, lies, and wickedness put forth, your robe shall be lifted up before the people and what has been hidden away in your desks and lockboxes shall be unlocked and exposed. Be a judge who represents me, the Lord Almighty, not a puppet who sits in a kangaroo court and enables such a circus. Stubborn donkeys and trained elephants and prosecutors who have done worse in the dark than those they accuse. The depths of their dark deeds and acts that break the law shall and will be put under a microscope. And no matter how well they have hidden such, the trust will break and it shall be laid bare, says the Lord. This is February 19th, 2024. Very serious warning to the Supreme Court and to the appellate court. Now, let's show you what just happened. This is from Fox News. Trump had, here it is. It says Trump, 454 million judgment bond slashed by more than half in appeals court ruling. Former President Trump said he would abide by the appeals decision. An appeals court slash former President Trump's bond payment on Monday, saying Trump must pay $175 million within the next 10 days. Trump had previously faced a Monday deadline to pay $454 million bond payment that came as a result of civil fraud allegations from New York Attorney General Letitia James. Okay, so Lord issues this warning to the higher courts, right? The appellate courts is where something goes for appeal. And so the fact the appellate courts now, the higher courts are disagreeing with the lower courts, they're beginning to fight. The courts are beginning to become divided, and intentionally, because this is what's going to highlight in this hour who is a true justice, who is a true judge, and who literally has been placed there as a puppet in a kangaroo court. This plumb line is being dropped on the entire justice system, judicial branch, and court system. Now, people like the Attorney General in New York, they are Haymans. They are Haymans for sure. And they want the governor's seat. The Attorney General of New York, in her heart, wants to make a name for herself to become governor. Just like Haman wanted to make a name for himself to become king. Watch what happens here, because it is going to get ugly in New York with the governorship because of all of this. Haman did the same thing. Haman tried to make a name for himself. P. Diddy tried to make a name for himself. Fannie Willis tried to make a name for herself. They all tried to make a name for themselves. People in Congress trying to make a name for themselves. You know, I commend Rand Paul, because when he comes up and he speaks with conviction and thought-provoking words. He doesn't call a press conference and scream like a stray cat and just contribute to the noise. And I commend him for that, that he speaks with a wisdom and a conviction that should be the standard in Congress. That should be the standard. Not Republican or Democrat going out there and just screaming and making noise about what they don't like, but really speaking with conviction. That's the standard God is raising. And that's the standard that is going to be expected for Congress to rise to, for pastors to rise to, for leaders to rise to, for rabbis to rise to, for leaders of nations to rise to. There is a standard being raised by God in this nation, and there is a plumb line being dropped. And those that have built their images on sand, their empires on sand, their corporations on sand, is coming crumbling down right now in this season. And we are just at the beginning of this window between Purim and Passover. This is just the beginning. This window we are in is, we're literally at the beginning, and look what's already happened. So I am saying, fast and pray, be in the word. This is a serious window we're in, and a serious historic period in our nation. And pray for those in harm's way. Pray for them. Pray for Christians in other nations that are being persecuted right now, that are in harm's way, that are in the middle of war. Bless Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because this is all coming into play in this season. And those that want to be leaders have to put everything on God's altar. Their names, their towers, their businesses. All of it. Their wealth. Give it to the Lord. And let him give back so much greater. And that's part of being yoked. And those that don't want to do that, that just want to try to puff up like roosters and make a name for themselves through rants and articles and all sorts of things, their platforms will buckle under them in this time. And so I think that's where I'm going to end. So just pray, walk circumspectly before the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We should have a healthy fear of Almighty God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Adonai, Hashem. We should have a fear, a healthy fear of him, and serve him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That's what we have to seek right now in a cesspool of destruction and sin and filth and deception and lies and noise and lovers of self and all these things. That's what we have to seek. We have to seek that. We have to crucify the flesh and gain by taking in the meat of the word in our spirit and our souls, gain that muscle, gain that growth right now. We need to grow. We need to go deeper. We need the meat of the word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. That's where I'm going to end, everyone, because we're an hour and 26 minutes. Thank you for hanging in there with us for this long. I'm just going to put up two things here quickly at the end. We're going to put up Givaderm first. We get many emails about what I use on my face. It's kind of funny, actually. We get the office chuckles sometimes at the amount of emails we get. I use this line. This is one of the best lines I have ever used for skincare. It is all natural. It is literally food for your face. It is safe for pets. So you don't have to worry by accident if they get into it. And it works. It is one of the best smelling and it works amazing. These Givaderm ladies are wonderful. They love the Lord. And so you can use promo code ARC10 and go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. And Rafa, we're going to put up Rafa too. Dr. Sherwood and I came up with Rafa together. And Rafa, this one is for women. We're hoping to create one for men. But Rafa basically... everything that women go through, okay? There are certain issues that women go through, right? With thyroid, metabolism, fatigue, hormonal. Rafa is meant to be a supplement that helps support all of that. So if we have Rafa and we can put it up, that would be great. Okay, they couldn't find it. Okay, so they're saying they couldn't find it. Could you not find it? No. Okay. That's okay. Well, it's going to come up in the commercials anyway. So basically, Rafa is an amazing supplement. Me and Dr. Sherwood formulated it ourselves after I started experiencing issues. There it is. Thank you very much. And after I started experiencing some issues with fatigue, tiredness, metabolism, adrenal, I went to Dr. Sherwood with this problem and we came up with Rafa. Rafa means healer in Hebrew because the Lord has put all sorts of things in the earth to heal us. And so it is under ministry partners at arcofgrace.org. So that's where we're going to end. All the dogs have left. Chris has left. I'm in here by myself. God bless everyone. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Armor up every day according to Ephesians chapter 6. You need your armor to be in battle. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. The word is living and active. We have to activate it out of our mouths. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Jesus himself used the word in the wilderness against the enemy. Also, we have Psalms 1, 23, 34, and 35 that you could go to, you could read, you could feed your spirit, your soul, and your mind with. Ephesians chapter 1 and 3 in the believer's authority. There are scriptures from those chapters that I say every single day. Because the word is meant to be spoken. This is a living, active book. This is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. That's how powerful it is. And so we have to learn as believers to utilize it with the power and authority through Christ Jesus, through Yeshua, that God intended us to use it. Also, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. There's good reason for that. So I encourage you in that as well, and to continue to keep the faith, run the race set before you that has been set before us in this hour by Almighty God with endurance so we can have the victory. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. We'll see you soon. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. It is an alternative to big pharma based on quantum physics. Over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to big pharma.
We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues.
I tried the pain patches and they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on. And we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old. And from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips. So we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I walked him out. And wow, he's boom. And he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda, what
did you do to him?
To Toby? So it's good.